Yes, this is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Hey, loved ones. I will be your selector this evening. Thank you so much for coming in. I come to you this Sunday, as I do every Sunday, at Neighborhood Love Radio. Tonight, in studio, my guests, Isabel Rojas Williams and Willie Jaron III. They're from the Mural Conservancy of Los Angeles, a great group preserving our culture through murals and artwork. And hi, kids. How
are
you doing?
Hello. How are you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and we're going to come chop it up, talk a little bit about their group and Los Angeles art and culture. Thank you so much, loved ones, for tuning in again. This is T-Connection, Groove City, from the Classic Masters album. Enjoy.
Come on.
ones. Miss Sharon Jones, she's got a couple of little health issues, little small health issues. They found a tumor in her bile duct. Reports say that it's completely early and operable. So this will be a recovery year for her. She had to cancel a few dates, but we're sending out love and the best wishes to Miss Sharon Jones. This is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings covering Sugar Otis, Inspiration Information. Thank you.
Why don't you sit down? I can't sit down. Sit down, I told you. I can't sit down. Go away, don't bother me. I can't sit down. Because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Who's that yonder dressed in white? I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Looks like the children of the Israelites. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Who's that yonder dressed in red? I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. It looks like the children that Moses led. I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Why don't you sit down? I can't sit down. Go away, don't bother me. I can't sit down. Because I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. I like that.
Sit Down by Carl B. Stokes and the Oliver Nelson Orchestra. That's out on Ace Records. Well, they own it now. It's a new collection on Ace Records. Beginning narration was Carl B. Stokes. He was a Cleveland mayor in the late 60s. Of course, Oliver Nelson, the great jazz composer and band leader. Prior to that, we heard Southside Movement with Funk Talk, Chicago band, mid-70s. Before that, we heard Inspiration Information, which I talked a little bit about. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings covering the great Shuggie Otis. And started off with T Connection from the Bahamas, Group City. Loved ones, I got in the chairs here. A couple members of High Station from the Mural Conservancy of Los Angeles. They're a great group. I want to read off a quote here real fast. There are so many different languages, religions, and cultures in L.A., and they are all expressed in our public art. Who said that?
I think I did.
You sure did, yeah. Isabel Rojas Williams, and I'm here with Willie Heron III. Isabel is the executive director, and Willie, what's your title? I know you restore murals, and you're on the board.
Currently the restorer that's doing most of the restorations for the Mural Conservancy.
And you guys are, one of your current projects, I know there's a lot of things and we're going to get to as many as we can, but one of your bigger projects right now is the, on the 101 freeway, the Olympics. Is that ongoing?
Right. We started that a couple of years ago and we're heading towards 2014 for the 30th anniversary.
Oh, excellent. And a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. You know, the noise factor kind of gets to you after the fourth or the fifth hour. So I'm grateful to Caltrans that's all I could work there.
Mm-hmm. And please correct me if I'm wrong. It was covered up at some point that specific mural. where they put a some sort of organic covering and then just like a whitewash or a paint over that. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, actually, they were all at one time or another covered by Caltrans, I want to say as late as 2006. Mm-hmm. Some of the last ones were covered. There were still a couple from the 1984 Olympics that were just severely tagged and graffitied. Mm-hmm. Yeah. that weren't hit by the gray wash, so to speak, the Caltrans gray. And those were some of the first ones we attempted to restore. Now we're working on the four that were painted over with the gray paint. And,
this isn't just talk for you. I mean, you guys are literally getting your hands dirty and working hard, you know, to restore these great public works of art.
Right. Yeah, I'm actually doing most of the removal of the gray paint, and I have assistants that then go in and make the colors and only put the color in where it's missing. So basically what we have left is almost 99% of the original artist's fingerprint. Mm-hmm.
Hey, loved ones, I just want, before we start talking a little bit more, I just want to quickly mention you could find more of, we're going to be talking about a thing or two here. But you can also find a lot of information online. Let me see, their website here is muralconservancy.org. You can also find them on Facebook, facebook.com/muralconservancy. I think what really impressed me with the website was, great job, by the way, with the website, but just the cataloging of these existing works throughout Los Angeles, not just East LA, you know, not just a certain any specific neighborhood, but all the way like Van Nuys, Long Beach, all over Los Angeles, and whoever all the people, you guys and everybody else, man, tip of the chapeau for that, because that again seems like a lot of work, a lot of cataloging, a lot of research and fact finding and stuff. Yeah,
you know, it's very exciting for us to do what we do. And in our city, the Department of Cultural Affairs, they have about 1,650 registered murals. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of those, and then we also go out and find the new murals, because there are dozens of murals painted every week, and we believe that we need to embrace everybody. We need to embrace all the neighborhoods. So we are about Greater LA. We go South Central, East Los Angeles, the West Side. We go to San Fernando Valley. So we're constantly doing this, documenting, researching. And yeah, we have our historians that help us to do the interpretations. We work directly with the muralists to find out what the inspirations were. So, you know, we are very proud of our archives.
I mean, to me, and this, of course, you know, blah, 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 all art is subjective and all that stuff. What it says to me, I mean, the neighborhood murals are, there's just seems to be a running narrative and a voice to people who don't normally have a voice in popular culture or the news or what have you, you know, gives people a voice. And it's a little edgy, you know, because we're talking about possibly, you know, public walls or even private walls that where they don't necessarily, whoever owns that particular space, it's not their voice and they don't maybe not necessarily care. So it seems like a tricky path, you know, to get everybody on board sometimes and preserve, you know, these culturally significant works. You know, are you guys personally involved with, like, talking to some of the property owners?
Well, the way we work is that our mission is to restore, preserve, maintain and document the murals of Los Angeles. So when we come to the point that the mural is already done, but in many cases we serve as a liaison when an artist, for example, last year we worked from January to October to save a mural in East Los Angeles, the story of our struggle. And we needed to talk to city officials, to the county, to the artists themselves. So our role varies according to whatever the mural's issues are. And as we told you a little bit earlier before you began the program, right now we're helping to write the ordinance that is going to lift the 2002 moratorium that is going to allow muralists to paint legally again. something that hasn't happened for, you know, so many years.
I definitely have some additional questions made specifically about the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back and talk to that in a few minutes. Let me see. Let's get a little bit back into the music here. I'm going to start you off, Loved Ones, with Fred Wesley and the JBs. Doing It to Death is the name of the tune. That's on the Pass the Peas record. On the Best of JBs record, excuse me, out 2000. Loved Ones, I mean, there's James Brown. We all know him. We all love him. His backing band, the JBs, they just got such a large, full, extensive catalog, and I really recommend checking them out. Fred Wesley, Architect of Funk. Right after that, we're going to hear Lonnie Liston-Smith with Expansion from his Cosmic Funk and Spiritual Sounds record, also out on Ace Records, aforementioned Ace Records. And right after that, we're going to hear Los Angeles' own Orgone, one of their brand new tunes called Ronin. They got a new EP out that's available on their website, www.orgonespace.com. And the EP's called New You, Part 1. But first off, Fred Wesley and the JBs. Thank you, Loved Ones.
How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, brother? Getting down. Look at him. Ah. We're gonna have a bump good time. 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 Let's take him up, Fred. We gotta take you high. Ah. All right. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again? Huh?
the big M. Look here. Look at that. You over there?
That
we better sing one verse,
All right.
What we gotta do? Gotta have a funky good time. Oh yeah. Gotta have a funky good time.
Oh yeah. Gotta have a funky good time.
I didn't know you were singing, Fred. Come on, so much, brother. Don't moan so much.
Gotta have a funky good time.
Check them up then. We gotta be.
Maybe looking cat, I thought I seen him somewhere. Is that Maceo?
He's doing everything over there.
was LA's own Orgone with a new tune called Ronin from the New You Part 1 EP, available on their website, www.orgonespace.com. They're currently out on tour, but they will be back in Los Angeles playing in August, August 2nd, at the Echoplex. Let me see, we were talking a little bit of, about the city ordinance available, and I knew that there was much more to get to, so I wanted to come back. Could you explain briefly what the ordinance is all about?
In 2002, there was there is a mirror moratorium that it was established in 2002. So since then, the mirror community has been advocated to lift that moratorium so the artists can create legally again. And it's taken over a decade to come to the point where we had help at the Mirror Conservancy of Los Angeles with the mirror community to write the ordinance that is going to help lift that moratorium, but also is going to include issues that benefit the muralists. As you know, traditionally, the muralists had painted our city for free. We are a vibrant city because our muralists.
Yes.
And they had gifted this city with this. So now, you know, it's time for us to support them and to give them legal rights and to protect their rights in every way possible, because their art is an incredible asset to our city. So the mirror ordinance, it's establishing different issues. Really, in reality, before 2002, there wasn't any ordinance. And so you could go and paint murals wherever you were allowed to do so. So now we have this ordinance that had many issues that we didn't approve or we didn't like. So we've been working with the city officials to change that. And we had meetings throughout the city in 2011 and 2012, where we were informing the mural community, the art advocates and the mural people who love murals, about the issues that will affect our communities if we don't do this ordinance in the right manner. And there are two issues that I would like for Willie Heron to speak about it. That we have two issues that are very important that we, the city officials, understand that need to be addressed correctly. And I'm going to talk about the first one, which is grandfathering in the murals, meaning that any mural that has been created, because before 2002, it wasn't illegal to paint murals. Mm-hmm. Those should be protected.
Everything existing, like I mentioned before, many of which are cataloged on your website, yes. muralconservancy.org.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So all those murals, you know, they were painted legally because there wasn't any ordinance. But since 2002 to now, there were many murals that have been painted, and they are painted on a daily basis, that we're asking the city officials to grandfather in, and so they can be protected. And then the second issue, I will pass it to Willie so he can explain, you know, the importance of what he's going to say.
Yeah, and actually for me, there's actually two more, but the main one right now, in addition to the one Isabel mentioned, has to do with artists painting on single-family private homes in residential areas. And I feel that has and will take away the ability of our youth to have a voice and to find a place where they can be heard. And I think a lot of neighborhoods really need to give the youth a space to relate what it is that they're experiencing and what they're going through. It actually nurtures, I think, a lot of youth to stay out of gangs, and it abates, I think, on many levels, frustration and anger that may come out of not having that ability and that freedom to paint.
It gives them an avenue to communicate.
Right. You know? And so I think that that's a very important issue. You have more affluent areas that are really concerned of possibly ghettoizing their neighborhoods by allowing this. But that ordinance also explains the definition as not a mural cannot be defined by its content. So we're also saying it includes faux finishes, it includes trompe l'oeil, it includes all these European finishes and
frescoes,
yeah. and so on. And it also includes tiles. So if you have a lion fountain, you know, spitting out water in your front yard, and it's on the wall, the mosaic,
like
it includes all of that. It's not just Che Guevara or Pancho Villa painted on the side of a garage. The second one for me is also giving the power to the property owner to deregister a mural after it's registered. It's actually going to give the power to the building owner and the property owner to erase it if they want to.
I understand that on Thursday, July 15th, we're going to hear from Councilman Reyes. 13.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Thursday, July 13th. An update about this specific ordinance. That's at 6 o'clock. Where's that?
Avenue 50 mm-hmm. Studio in Highland Park. It's on the Avenue 50 and Figueroa.
All right. And, of course, this information is available on the website, muralconservancy.org.
Yes, it is on our Facebook, Mural Conservancy of Los Angeles. And we had invited council member El Reyes, District 1, to come. He's been one of the leading council members about passing this ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have asked him to come and explain to us how does the last draft of the mural ordinance looks like, because we haven't seen it. And we believe that we cannot go into this blindly. We need to know what are we going to be facing.
Yeah, you demand action and demand to be heard and some sort of decision. That's pretty heavy. I'm going to definitely read more into this ordinance, and I'm going to go back to music for just a moment. This is behind us right now. You hear 400 Years by Peter Tosh and the Wailers. Thank you so much, loved ones.
Them cannot notice. Shepherd is calling all his flock, ready to shiver the air from the grave, only to remain the walls of Zion. Walls of Zion. Cannot notice. Shepherd is calling all his flock, ready to shiver the air from the grave, only to reveal the world of Zion. Walls of Zion. small steps on Gomorrah, with men's wars and our evil ways. I know that we can see the paradise, only to reveal the world of Zion. Wars of walk it right down. Take it and leave it now.
Peace and love and fairness. He only walk it right down.
Promises you have made,
please try to fulfill them.
Yeah. No matter what the constraint, just put your people interest first. No matter what the constraint, just put your country interest first. Then you walk it brighter,
walk it brighter. Walk it brighter, just brighter than the former. I'm brighter for our future. You walk it brighter. You walk it brighter. You walk it brighter. Just brighter than the former.
Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. Great band. You should really check into them. Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars did a great documentary on the band, and they're all, just as name applies, they're survivors. I want to drop the website for the Mural Conservancy again, muralconservancy.org. You can also find them on Facebook at facebook.com. Is it facebook.com Mural Conservancy Los Angeles?
Of Los Angeles, yes.
Of Los Angeles. And they get a lot of stuff going on that we weren't able to get to. They have tours every other month. The next one's coming up in July 22nd, and that's
June 22nd.
I'm so sorry. That's at Second Gary.
Yes.
Yeah.
A summer meeting place.
That is $20, but also includes a yearly membership, which allows you entry into some of their other great events, like the Happy Hour, which does artists socializing and networking. And some other, we got a couple seconds. What's another good event that somebody might look forward to?
Getting to meet the iconic murals of Los Angeles, like Willie Herron himself, Kent Twitchell, you know, many of the people who participated in the Mira movement from the 70s on, as well as graffiti artists, because we embrace the younger generation and we try to have events where we include everybody from all sorts of neighborhoods and languages and religions.
And it kind of goes without saying that this is a nonprofit organization. So if this is somebody, they need your support, not necessarily, and nobody's asking for money per se, but, you know, go onto the site and shoot them a quick message. Let them know that you appreciate it. If you know of a particular artwork they need to know about, let them know, you know, attend one of the events. And again, they're not asking for anything free, you know, come by and let them show you some of the murals. Show you a good time, and the cost is like $20, you know. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Johnny. This was great.
I wish we had more time. We'll have to book another sit down. Muralconservancy.org. This is the Mural Conservancy of Los Angeles. Isabel Willie, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
And thank you, loved ones, for tuning in. I will talk to you next week. Bye now.